This is working session of board on January 8th, 2019 at 12:30 p.m.
I don't know if you have a spokesman who qualifies me in terms of the mayor, which I who's the most confident?
Mr. Pro Tem.
Answering questions. All of you, I guess.
The one that does all the work.
I will say right out of the gate, the very first thing that I want to say to you folks, and pass this, filter this down to whoever, but we are so appreciative of the good folks of Enterprise voting to pass our bond a couple months ago. So not every community was on board. I mean, we didn't pass by a very large margin, which was kind of concerning to the board, but did pass. So we're going to move forward with improvements, enhancements, changes in security and safety for the students, and a lot of other things, maintenance and operations. So on behalf of the school board, administration, we appreciate Enterprise.
I do know the council is very much involved with trying to help the community see the benefits of that. It felt like, which I think was a little bit different than the prior one, where it was maybe not as clear to our residents the benefit. The council really was on board with trying to help the community see the benefits there. I think that did make a difference.
We appreciate any and all efforts. And I know that there's some projects. Craig, I don't know if you want to just refresh, if you can, what we're going to be doing at Enterprise, just because we have some pretty significant projects planned for your...
Sure. Enterprise Elementary, we got at least a four-classroom addition. We've got replacing damaged fixtures in classrooms and restrooms, LED lighting, HVAC equipment, sound system for the gym, an additional parking lot, new carpet, and a gator that's a snow plow. How's that?
Great. They will appreciate that.
One of the ones that we're most excited about is the new parking lot. Because the one that's there is undersized.
Yeah, we'll get on that one. In the high school, we got that big classroom addition, building remodel, and the scope of work. There's a few minor things we have to do, but that's the major big thing, and that's about pushing an $8 million price tag just for the high school. So there's probably close to $10 million in the bond just for Enterprise, 10 of the 125. So that's just the highlights. Now, I'll answer your question before I get asked. It's always like, when's it happening? Now that the bond's passed, then we can do the architecture work. We got a lot of work to do on the architecture side of the high school, and not as much at the elementary, but we're going to try to do it both at the same time, so we can get one contractor to do it, and we can throw a little more money at them, and they can go do just that project. So when we get all that wrapped up, because Luke called me like the day after the bond, okay, when are you coming out? And I said, Luke, you're looking probably year three before we finally get working on it. But we've taken everything on the bond and divided it out into 4 years of what we think we can accomplish. But unless some things slow down and we get some more people that can work, I've told the board that I'll bet this drags out until like year five and year six. And there's no real rhyme or reason. The order of what we're doing stuff, it's just based on what we perceive as our biggest needs. One of the first things that all the elementaries will see is we're doing some safety doors inside of all the elementaries, intermediates, and middle over. The first things right out of the chute. Those are going to bid this month. We've already started, even though the bond just passed in November, we've started trying to get ahead of the curve a little bit. So those are some things that are coming up quick. And then there's some state-mandated things like CO2 detectors that were supposed to have been done 3 or 4 years ago in every school, which I don't even know why we have to do them, but we have to do them. So, and they're expensive, so we're going to get all those done in year one and two. So anyway, some things like that are the first things out. Pine Hill High's got to have some some stuff done right out of the chute too, to bring them up to snuff. So anyway, so we'll get to it. I'll be in touch with principals. It's 12 pages worth by school, and trying to decide who, when, where, what has been our biggest challenge. Because it was tough getting to that list because we met with the board. We had an unbelievable amount of time trying to keep it within that dollar figure. But I think we're there, and I think when we're done, I think in 4 years it will be great. It's the first time we put any money into. We just built, and now we've got to maintain. We've just been behind the eight ball on so many things. And, as you guys know up there, baling wire is great, but it only lasts for so long. So that's basically where we're to right now with the enterprise things up there. But that's what this first 40-year bond is.
Okay, thank you. Why don't you tell the board a little bit about what's happening in enterprise as far as, you know, give us some inside information, maybe what we need to be thinking about enterprise as far as student population, different developments, things that are happening, if there is anything. I know it's a mecca, you know, and everyone wants to be in enterprise.
Well, the thing we found is we follow a little bit after St. George. Usually, as prices go up here, people claim that they can get a little more house, or maybe get a house, but they couldn't here and drive for 45 minutes, and it becomes an option for them to do that. And also have a little more property, maybe some people want animals or we had a large subdivision that went in about 10 years ago, and we had probably 500 homes up there in the city limits, and this was 55 lots, so that was 10% of our town. But I think that those have all sold now, and so they aren't all built on, but all the lots have sold. We have three more subdivisions that I'm aware of that are coming in, ranging in size from just, you know, 8 or 10 lots up to, you know, potentially even 25. But even then, those are pretty big for us. So we continue to have pretty steady growth. We've seen a little bit of an uptick, a little bit, but we're not overwhelmed.
How many building permits did you issue in 2018?
We probably have issued, for new homes, up to 20-25, which is.
Are they mostly families? Are they vacation homes?
No, we have very few that are not occupied. Most of them are families. A lot of them are kids coming back home that grew up there. And then we do see a decent amount of people who have lived in other places in Washington County or even further, California and whatnot, to see that. They like the quality of life up there. It's a pretty great place. We don't want that secret to get out too much. We want to keep it that way. So we see a pretty consistent growth rate there.
The enterprise reminds me of the hurricane of my youth, mm-hmm. except minus about 30 degrees.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful little town. Board, do you have any questions? Anything you want to ask enterprise?
Anything else? I mean, in the past, you know, you've had certain things, parks and things going on. Anything else that we should know about that's going on in town, that projects that the town's working on or anything?
We don't have anything that is in our immediate future, we hope. We're still trying to finish the park.
Yeah.
We're close.
No question.
We think this next year we'll finish it off. And so the sports court's built. The community building is constructed. We're using those facilities.
Tennis courts are
built and ready to go. And I haven't talked with the principal, but I think at some point the school may offer a tennis program there. We're excited for that. I think once the tennis gets going a little bit there, it'll carry over into some of the adults, you know, and spur that on. But we have high school teams that use our sport facility that have a hard time getting in the gym. But to be honest, I was just talking to Becky here, and we have people that want to use it, and they have to schedule it in advance because it's always full. So that's a good problem to have, but, you know, that's something that shows that there definitely was a need there for that. So we're happy with that. we have nearly all of the hardscaping done, the concrete and that, and then we'll start in with the landscaping this year as well, so we'll finish that.
What's the population of Enterprise now?
We'll say about 1850.
That's grown a lot, that's
it. It has. From when I was a kid, though, it's grown quite a bit. You know, it doesn't seem like it has, but when I was a kid, we were 1,000 range, 1,200, you know, and so over the last 20, 25 years, it's grown.
It's not bad. Yeah. Pretty small.
We've got to grow a little bit to stay alive. You don't want to go backwards, but you don't want too much growth. We like the atmosphere there.
Are you primarily downtown, or is it just, you know, dots, you know, as people kind of move out a little bit, or what do you
think? We have a fair amount of infill still. People come in and say, I've got too big of a lot, and I need to, you know, they'll say, I'm past that point in my life, and I don't want to garden anymore. They'll split the lot and build a house. That big subdivision contributed to a lot of that. Probably the majority of our building permits go there. But there's a few other little places around that get missed that still.
What are your impact fees?
Just under $13,000, including all of that.
Really?
We don't charge the Water Conservancy District impact fee because they don't serve us. They just tax us. But we're not mad about that. But we provide our own water up there, and so our impact fee is based on what our individual needs are, and then that includes water, power, sewer, and parks. We've got a small one on that and public safety.
So, anybody else have any questions? Superintendent, do you have any?
Most of them. The park we were interested in, the Bible House up there, last at Community Building, and that for a little bit.
I invite any of you that come up, if you want a tour of any of that, hit me up, we'll take you over and show you the sports court. The tennis courts are great. We've got to keep the rollerbladers off, because we understand that will damage the finish.
Our world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Build a skate park, that's next.
Can I ask a question? They're around the high school site, there's been runoff issues there for years. And I know we've done a lot of things to mitigate that. How's that going now?
We're working towards that. The runoff issues have constantly been a problem there. Some of the things that have been put in place by the school district have helped that, although not completely solved that. We're in the process of building a line that goes out 550 South, which is right in the entrance, lines up pretty much with the entrance of the high school in the circle. We've got a line that goes out to the wash there, and then it is our plan this year to try and go down the street and pick up the water that comes out of the parking lot there.
Okay.
It's uphill to get it back to the line, but we're going to try it anyway.
Yeah, that the problem is we've got our property, but then you take the whole valley up above that, and it all comes down and kind of.
In conjunction with the park, we built a big catch basin for water, and that we hope will help. The park itself can hold some water there, but we think that if we can catch all of the school's water and put it out in the wash, that will alleviate some of the flooding in Old Town.
Okay.
Because that makes its way down to the older part of town.
Yep.
So if we can do that, it'll take some of the pressure off. We really only have storm drains that pick up water from Main Street and take it out to the wash. And so it has to run through just about everything to get there. If we can get that, that'll take some of the pressure off of those on Main Street, as well as hopefully alleviate some of the flooding that we've seen.
Okay. Thank you.
We're helping to cut so the dike on the backside.
I do have one more.
Three drinks.
Just
your property.
This fall, myself, Richard, to discuss, and you may have heard something already, but starting next year, Highway 56 South is going to come to us, North is going to go to Iron County. That's secondary. We're not as tight on that with elementary. But if you hear something along that line, as we met as a school district, it makes more sense to enforce that. Now, there are always going to be some exceptions that come here, but that would be like a hardship, almost like the USDA, that they would have to apply for. But as we discuss that, we'll start to enforce that. It makes sense. They need those students. We need ours. And we'll start to do that week second.
We have heard about that a little bit. That, you know, anytime we take the, because our community really expands into Iron County and into the rural area and that. So anytime you take a community that's historically been pretty unified and take and say, you guys are going somewhere else, it does pose a little bit of a concern. But I in fact, Ron and I talked about that on the way down, and I told him I figured that it was probably due to the school's needs.
We'll try and be workable as we can with extenuating circumstances or situation or siblings if they're already going. There'll be a little bit of a slush line there.
Yeah.
We're going to start to firm that up. Just a mutual best interest of both.
Is that something that Iron County instituted or instigated, I should say?
Mutually,
or
really with us. We've been discussing it. You know, over at New Harmony, we do a similar thing there. Send most of those up. It's a give and take. We don't exchange checks. We just try and work with each other as we go through those. I don't know. It kind of started. I went out to try and hunt down somebody in Medina that was supposed to go to. They were requesting our school. But man, I got out there and felt unsafe for a while. I was just going to meet it when all the windows, shades were open.
It was unsafe.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
We, in different times, have served that with our ambulance and other things.
Yeah.
There's certainly a different feel in certain areas of Burl that live out there because they don't want to be found.
Well, I can raise that if we get first hand.
Yeah.
We're working through that. We'll see kind of how that all works. That's our plan,
okay.
As we've discussed. We're both workable. I think it's in best interest to start to have their students go their way around.
So where's the line?
Yeah. North of 56.
North of 56.
There's 56 is the highway that runs parallel basically to the county.
At Pearl Junction.
Yeah, yes. Pearl Junction.
And it goes to Medina.
It goes
all the way to Nevada line.
Yeah.
And so that's the division line. So those houses that used to call themselves Pearl, but it's after that.
We'll come our way.
Pearl proper is actually clear out back of the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Very few people that live there. But borough, the broader definition involves basically all the unincorporated areas.
And so Newcastle would be a first year.
Not according to this. It sounds like Newcastle will come our way.
Newcastle's 56.
No, Newcastle south. South of 56.
Store is north.
There's not a lot of areas over there.
Again, it's just kind of fleshlight. We decided to divide it that way, but it's kind of, again, like New Harmony, that's Washington County. It's more convenient than most choose to go out.
So what about, like, Pinto and stuff?
Yeah.
Are we going to bus from Pinto?
We'll work through some things. If you become situations that are kind of unique, have them contact us or them, depending on where they live. If they live in their county, probably best to start with them. If they live on their, north of 56 south, contact us.
So are you going to start running busing out to, like, Pinto and... in that area, then?
No.
I don't know.
Who's going to pick that up, then?
I think they still transport, a lot of them transport. I'm not sure how far we go.
I say, where's that line going to go to the going east?
Pinto's out on a dirt road.
Rex?
Right,
what's that, Pinto?
Are we busing those kids down to Enterprise?
I don't know why we would go to Pinto. We don't
go to Pinto. If they do, they'd probably come out to the road.
I think they would, and then we'd transport.
They would come to,
but go down that road.
But the buses will go out 56 to Pinto Junction?
I don't know if there's...
Well, Pinto has the outlet there.
To 56.
To 56, too. So they may...
Yeah, they'd go either direction, but...
If we bus, they'd come to the road.
Yeah, we don't drive on
not a lot.
There's probably three or four out there.
Yeah, there's two people.
Three or four families out there. guess what I'm wondering is how far east is that line going to extend?
If the agreement's right, we would have to pull in rear.
I don't know.
Depending on the agreement and whatnot, we could have a conversation for parents to get them to a certain point. That's kind of on an individual basis.
I don't know if they have any students at the Pinto, they probably do.
They should. There's four or five families out there that have kids.
Anyway, about the enforcement, it's just if you get situations you think people are unaware, not sure what they're doing, have them contact us if they're on site or hire one or the other of us through transportation offices and stuff could help.
Okay. That's just that question.
How is how's our principals doing out there?
Good.
Luke's still the principal, right? Is Luke still the principal?
They're good. They really are good. I've heard a lot of good things about Rick.
Luke's among the
Luke's a great
guy.
Luke's an excellent cook. We appreciate him for some of the activities. He's a good cook.
Everybody has to have their strength.
But yeah,
this is a brutal crowd.
I have more to do with the school side of it than the country, but I don't have all the elementary students. But we work with them quite a bit with our rec programs and things like that. We use their gym facilities for some of that. And so I know that our rec directors found them both to be very willing to work with us.
So that is working with them right now.
It is. In fact, we've had, and everybody wants a piece of that new gym that we've got there, but I had to sit down with them and say, you've only got these days. Because the coaches would schedule during the rec time, the rec program time, and then they'd call in and try and schedule the outside of that time, it's just for my personal thing, and then take their teams in and practice. But we're trying to make it balanced so that not just rec can do it, not just high school, but everybody in the community has it.
The interlocal agreement on what we've done is that's working.
Oh, yeah.
It is. The high school and the elementary have been great to work with. And,
good.
And we're trying to return that favor some now that we have things that they, of the facility that they like to use. So what we can, we're trying to work with them. So.
Luke has been good too, getting involved with the community. He participates with our volunteer fire department. So it's good. He's involved with the community and hands-on's there, helping where he can with us there. So he's been good.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do for you out there? That we can do? Not with you. Is there anything you need from us that we can maybe look for the future or help you with anything?
I don't think so. I think just keep up the good work. We're glad that Enterprise is going to get some of the money and make some improvements there. I think that it'll be a good addition for that.
Make sure those come. That definitely will help us to save some face whenever we're that we push. That there'll be some changes coming.
We,
so
we have a good partnership there, and I'm very happy with the relationship we have with our principals and schools.
Well, it's important to the board, and you need to know that we're aware of Enterprise, and it's not. I grew up in a little town in Washington County, and sometimes we felt like we were
stepchildren.
The wicked stepchild.
I still hear that from time to time, but I try and correct them when, it maybe felt like that years ago, but I feel like now it's a lot more.
With this board, it's not. You, the bond is evidence of that. You're getting a significant portion. We care about the students and Enterprise in that area, not just any county, so you have to understand that.
And I really believe that. It's not just me trying to sell them something. We felt the support from the school district.
We worked really hard to make sure that any program, any opportunities, as best we can, that just aren't totally, eliminated because of proximity, are offered in Enterprise as they are in any of our and we really work hard to do that. And in general, they are. Unless it's just precludes concurrent enrollment, if it has to, SUU's helped us at times. DSU, I know, is in and involved, trying to make sure that every opportunity is available to both students that's available here.
And we appreciate that. I mean, my daughter graduated a year and a half ago, but she came in to college with college credit already because of those programs. And I think that's a great program.
I think one of the other unique situations we have up there, too, is a lot of our teaching staff were kids that grew up in Enterprise, left, went to school, got their education, and came back, and they're teaching in our high school and our elementary school, which really is important because a lot of the students now, they're able to form a real bond with those teachers because they not only see them in school, they see them at Carter's Market, they see them at Bracken's Hardware, they see them in the Little League field, they see them everywhere, church, and they can really mesh together, and there's a real cohesiveness there, students and the teachers are looking out for the kids, just not in the classroom, out in the community, they're looking out for those students, so we have a unique situation.
Small town, for sure. That's Well, we appreciate what you do for your community, and we appreciate you coming down meeting with us. And we'll have you again down the road. And keep the channels open. If there's things that we can do for you, we will do our best to help educate the students of Enterprise and the surrounding county. So we appreciate you being here, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.